Hello, this is Sandy Walden of Serenity. You can find me at www.sandywalden.com. Let's talk about grief. That's what this whole thing is about, grief and healing. When you're experiencing grief, it's really easy to reinforce the feelings of sadness, pain, the expectation that we're going to be in this place of deepest anguish forever. But it doesn't have to be that way. Now, you've heard the phrase, fake it till you make it. And for some of us, that just feels really off. I get it. I do. Here's the thing. If we can change the language so that it feels better, we might find that we're more able to open the possibility of using this as a tool that supports our healing. Something as simple as lifting your cheeks, pretending to smile, can actually begin to elevate your mood. There's been wonderful scientific research backing this up, and the truth is that we feel better when we force ourselves to smile. Before long, it becomes more natural. We notice that our mood can begin to elevate. We feel just a bit better. And according to Psychology Today, it's completely reasonable to expect that slightly better feeling to last for up to 4 minutes. Now, that may not sound very much if you're someone who's not experiencing deep pain. But those of us who have been plunged into deepest grief understand incredibly well what a reprieve of a few moments can mean to us. It's huge. Not only that, but once we've learned that we have the ability to make ourselves feel a little better, it's a tool that's in our box, and we can call on that tool again and again and again. We can learn to feel slightly better, happier, when we begin to practice. Someone might say fake feeling better. I say practice feeling better. Listen to a little light music that makes you smile, or even dance around the room a little bit. Maybe watch a funny video or share a knock-knock joke. Listen to some of those amazing posts that go viral of small children giggling. Feel what happens inside you. Do you notice a lightening? A bit of ease permeates your body? That's normal. It's natural. And it's fabulous. Research tells us the more we do this, the more easily we slide into that slightly better feeling. Likewise, we can remind ourselves this sadness will not last forever. I'm going to get better. I'm going to be healing. I am doing it now. Essentially, what we're doing is programming ourselves. Now, I know that that word or phrase can feel kind of negative, and that's not what I mean. What I mean is that we are teaching ourselves that it's okay to feel a little bit better. We are showing ourselves in the most marvelous way how that might feel, even if it's just a little bit. Each and every time we do this, we're teaching ourselves on the subconscious level that we can feel a little bit better, that we can heal, that we can take another step on that path through grief into healing. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this, so please drop me a line or reply below. Your thoughts matter. This is Sandy Walden from Serenity. www.sandywalden.com. Namaste.